Welcome to Musings from Sam Houston's Stomping Grounds, a production of the Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, Texas.
This is Cheryl Spencer, Library Associate in Special Collections at Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University. Our talk today is about tripod. On Tuesday, January 9th, 1962, a man's best friend died. He had been the unofficial mascot for Sam Houston State for over 15 years. The exact date of his arrival on campus is uncertain. Some reports indicate he was here in 1941, while other reports state 1948. He just appeared with his crippled left front leg. He was a mixed-breed dog, described as mustard-colored mutt. He was immediately adopted by the student body. He had no master and no permanent home. No one seemed to know how he had become lame. Tripod, as he was named by the students, loved a parade and a football game. He managed to be on the scene of all major activities. He ate at dorms or fraternity houses. He slept in apartments and dorms. He never lacked for food, affection, or medical care. He made his annual visit to the veterinarian carried by a friend. He always managed to have a new collar when one was needed. On Friday, January 12th, he was buried on the hill in front of Old Main. Huntsville Funeral Home furnished a baby casket, and the Student Senate served as pallbearers. A three-gun salute was given by the ROTC. Dr. Harmon Lohman, president of Sam Houston State, paid tribute to Tripod. The band was on hand to play. Hundreds of students attended the last rites. Two full pages in the 1962 Alcalde were dedicated to the services for Tripod. Death was attributed to old age and freezing weather conditions. Later, a monument was erected to the memory of Tripod, the unofficial mascot. Engraving on the stone reads, Tripod, 1941-1962. Beloved mascot, loyal supporter, friend of students.